Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son. Star 99.9.
That's right. This is the portion of the morning when we only tell you good news because we know you wake up to a lot of bad news and we are definitely not down with that here at Star 99.9. As Raven is out recovering from his surgery, I have a special guest host, Karen Thomas. She's joining me. She's Connecticut's etiquette expert. And Adam Broderick had came in earlier and he's been hanging out from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa in Southbury and Ridgefield. Guys, tell me something good.
Adam, Karen, you go first.
Adam.
Okay, well, I do love holidays, and Valentine's Day happens to be a great holiday, and I've got some interesting plans for Valentine's night. So that's good.
What awesome. Are they? I mean, you can't tease us like that and not tell us what we're going to do.
We want details.
We're going to go to the Ridgefield Playhouse. Mm-hmm. Martha Washington is there. You know, It's Raining Men, all that old disco stuff.
Oh, I love it.
So that should kind of be fun. And then after that, well, who knows? But
who
I
knows?
Know once you've been dancing and smiling all night, good things happen.
I love it.
Just turned 50 shades over here. All right. Karen, what's your good news?
I have my book coming out within the next 2 weeks. It's called Poised, Polished, Professional, The Expert's Guide to Executive Presence. It's my very own little project, and I've collaborated with 5 other etiquette experts around the United States. We put this together. I can't wait for it to come out.
That is
we're
awesome.
Going to have a launch. And Anna, you're in the book.
I know.
And so
I remember when you emailed me, you're like, hey, do you want to be in my book? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, who says no? Sure. I'll be in your book.
So, yeah, well, that if now that you're in the book, though, you have to agree to come to the launch, the champagne launch.
Yeah, when is it? I'm coming.
Okay, all right.
Just give me all the info.
Perfect. And Adam, you're coming, too.
I need a book.
So, okay.
So I am coming.
So, yeah, exciting things happening in the etiquette world over here.
All right, good stuff. Also, good news. I know we've gotten a lot of emails and calls asking about how Raven is doing. Thank you very much for that. It means a lot to us. And Raven texted me last night. That is, how much of this can I actually read on the air? Hold on. If you know Raven, you know Raven. Starting to sound like myself, maybe another day, but pretty good. Tomorrow I'm going to try to ride in a car and have my head not roll off my shoulders. It's a strange sensation, like having a baby's head just bobbing all over. He says there's a lot of pain when he first wakes up, but once the medication kicks in, the old pain is gone. So Raven had a lot of neck issues, spinal issues. So this was a major surgery he's been putting off for a long time. And we were worried about his voice changing because that was an actual thing that may happen with this surgery. And he had really hoped to sound like Mufasa. Or any kind of James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. At one point, I believe he also wanted to sound like Elvis if that was an option. So I asked him, what does your voice sound like? And he said he sounded like Pee-wee Herman drowning in ranch dressing, but he thinks things will be okay. I don't know what Pee-wee Herman drowning in ranch dressing sounds like. But I'm kind of curious, and I hope he recorded himself. That's all that. All right. If you want to share any of your good news, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999.